Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. Giant lasers bring distant twinkling stars into sharp focus, by Laura Maloney. The twinkling of a starry night is romantic, sure. But for astronomer Dominika Wolzelik, it's a nightmare. That's because Wolzelik studies galaxies billions of light years away, and all that finicky glimmering, she'd call it turbulence, gets in the way. So she and her colleagues at the European Southern Observatory fire up this Star Wars-worthy laser cannon in northern Chile to measure distortion in the atmosphere and improve the astronomical image. The device shoots 4 22-watt laser beams, each nearly a foot in diameter and 4,000 times as powerful as a laser pointer, into the sky, where they radiate at a wavelength of 590 nanometers, exciting sodium atoms in the upper atmosphere. When the atoms get whipped into a frenzy, they emit photons that shine like stars. Those artificial stars form reference points for the telescope, helping its internal mirror correct for pesky twinkling. It's like the autofocus on a camera. The result? Vastly sharper photos. We're trying to push the telescope to not see any distortion from the atmosphere at all, Wolzelik says. For the past 2 years, this laser blaster has been shedding new light on the darkest reaches of space. In 2019, it will be used to study supermassive black holes in far-off galaxies and dense star clusters within the Milky Way, revealing formerly hazy secrets of stellar evolution in high depth.